Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, January the 10th, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 89, 5 through 37, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10, and Acts 8, 4 through 13. I'm going to take a look at Jeremiah and talk about what happened before you were born. Well, not really, but that's just a way to start into this. Anyway, so sometimes I think we yearn for a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives, right? Which really, we kind of wonder, is there something we were born for or something we were born to, or, am I just cut adrift? We yearn for this sense of purpose in our lives. And there can be a bit of frustration around that, when nothing we do or think about doing seems to have any real purpose or meaning itself. And oftentimes we get caught up in saying things like, that we wish God would, as I've heard many times before, and I've said it myself, but we just wish that God would just, tell me what his will is for me, tell me his will for my life, tell me what to do. And I think that's code for I'm really frustrated and confused, and I want or I need God to make the decision for me, right? Just tell me what you want. Just, I'm done. So Jeremiah, though, is here today to tell you that you should be careful what you wish for, right? Careful, telling God, just tell me what to do. Because that's what happens with Jeremiah. As a young man, as a boy, really, Jeremiah received some pretty clear-cut direction on what he was supposed to do with his life. And remember that Jeremiah's career spans a whole lifetime. His career spans the reigns of multiple kings. So it's, he's being called as a boy, and then it's not like he just has, oh, I need you to go to summer camp. No, it's, you're going to do this the rest of your life. So he gets called and gets this really clear-cut answer that possibly he wasn't looking for as to what he's supposed to do with his life. And it seems that God had it all planned out for him from the get-go, or even before the get-go. You will be a prophet. You will go to the nations. You will go where I send you. You will say what I tell you to say. So great, no worries. Jeremiah knows exactly what he's supposed to do, right? Let's get started. Except that wasn't Jeremiah's response, was it? Jeremiah's response is, hey, I'm just a boy, so this probably isn't a good idea. He responds the way that we all do, actually do, when we realize that that God is talking us into doing something, or telling us to do something, I should say. Especially when it's something that's that we'd rather not do, right? So we say a lot that we really want to know God's will for our lives. And I would argue that, first of all, it's probably not that complicated, and you probably already kind of know what he wants you to do. And then if he does really tell you, hey, this is what I want you to do, suddenly we're not cool with that. So we find excuses. And the truth is, no matter how much we think we want God to take control and tell us what to do, we probably really don't want him to, and we, like I said, for reasons. And it's fear and trembling, to paraphrase. God is pretty clear on this subtext of Jeremiah's resistance here, right? Jeremiah's like, oh, I'm not qualified. I'm just a boy. I can't do this. And God calls him out because he knows he's afraid. He's afraid to give up control. He's afraid of what people will say, afraid of what people will do. And that's honest. It's a common fear that of all who feel called to follow God. So what's the answer to that? The solution to those fears for Jeremiah and for us, consequently, the solution isn't special powers or special tools. It's God's presence himself. It's God's presence himself. So yeah, if you go off kind of half-cocked and say all your own words, and you're answering God's call, that's probably not so good. But God is present with those who answer his call to be, not just do. Doing's not the hard part. It's being the people he has called them to be. He'll find the words if you'll just follow. So, you can do a lot of things. But are you going to be the person that he called you to be since before you were born? Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later.